Blog Talk Radio.
Well, you know, Johnny always wore black, and he wore black because he identified with the poor and the downtrodden.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later gotta cut you down, sooner or later gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell them that God's gonna cut them down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later gotta cut you down. Sooner or later gotta cut you down.
He just said,
"Well, you may throw
sorry.
Your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later gotta cut you down. Sooner or later gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
That was one hell of a song there, Mr. Johnny Cash, the man in black. God's going to cut you down. Go tell him God's going to cut you down. Yeah. Well, it's amazing, I tell you. This word God is thrown around so much. It just amazes me. As much as I read and study the ancient history and ancient text and ancient geological and archaeological findings, it's amazing, and all the secret societies and all the ancient cultures and traditions and creeds and all of the myths and all of the different types of people that have been here, avatars that have been here, beings that have been here over the last several thousand years. Everybody's got to use that word God in some way, in some sense, somewhere. I'm even noticing those with high academic credentials doing the work of academians and cross studies using that word. It's just stuck in the mind of everyone. It's amazing. It just really just takes me back when I hear it from someone who is so highly educated, doing such a good job in talking about whatever highly technological scientific study they may be going over, or context of ancient books or ancient scripts or ancient texts or ancient languages and all of the different beings and entities and organizational paradigms that have gone on in ancient cultures, traditions, and creeds from every known galaxy in the universe, and they still have to use that word God somewhere in there. I even was listening to a guy today who was talking about water molecules and photons and hydrocarbons and the cells and the interlacing of the cells with water and H2O and carbon, and giving this very scientific overview of the importance of water molecules. And at the end, of course, he had to use the word God, and it amazes me. It just totally amazes me how stuck people are on that word. It is just a meaningless word. It's God. It's like you're talking about an individual or a person or a thing or a place, when in fact we all know, who are highly educated in these types of things, science, technology, and how these things really work. We know that it's impossible to have a person, place, or thing, let alone a person called God. Just virtually impossible. Silly. Just complete silliness. But yet the brain is trapped. The brain is stuck on dumb, and people just can't seem to get over it. It's amazing to me. Totally amazing. I mean, literally amazing. Literally, just shock and awe. And I'm sure some of you listening to me are mad right now and saying, oh, you don't know what you're talking about, and you're just crazy, and you're an atheist, and you're this, and you're that, and you're the other, and so are you. I don't know. And that just makes you stupid, to even think that way. So it's, quid pro quo. But anyway, I got some feedback on my show tonight. Somebody was talking to somebody and was a little bit put back at the reading of my show tonight, the introduction of my show tonight. And I'll just read it to you, and then I'm going to say probably what everyone thought I wasn't going to say, or I was going to say it a different way than they thought I was going to say it, because they know my personality. Probably ready for an ass-chewing or an ass-kicking that they think they don't deserve, and that's not really what I'm here for tonight. I wrote, I'm sick and tired of my inner circle and people in general across the board not sharing and talking about our massive digital network and all of our other creative art, music production, and other creative works, like not sharing our blogs and the groups, which are many, my God, 35. Probably, or the pages, 14 or 15, and our content is so diverse and educational as well as uplifting. If I do not see in-depth involvement after this show, I'm blocking the team, the fans, the sponsors, and any and all others who are all talk and no do. And I can go out there and show you this right now. I can screen share and show you the people come on this show and talk a big talk, but yet they don't have 35 to 40 different things that we do that are all different on their pages that they could have on their pages that would be lifting them up and out, but yet they don't do it. They're just too dumb, I guess. Cross promotion is the key, and they don't get it. It's just they don't get cross promotion. And I'm one who's sitting here who's got so much shit to promote that is real and that is frontline and that is rubber meets the road, hardcore, real stuff. And, great writing across the board, powerful writing, uplifting pieces that just make Tony Robbins cry. And cross-promotion is the key to our future. And will lift all of us up. See, I said that. They don't read that part. See, nobody wants to read the good parts. They want to read the bad parts. The brain only picks out the bad parts. And I know what they're thinking already, all of you. I know what all of you are thinking already, every single one of you. I can read your mind. Most of the so-called team does not really have anything to promote, and that's the truth. Most of my team really doesn't have anything to promote, and one or two has something to promote, but they're not promoting it. They're not talking about it. They're not writing about it. They're not going in depth and, you know, doing a thesis on it like needs to be done. They're not putting it out there in its full content and its full breadth and depth. And to look at their page, you would think they were 4 years old, you know, and they're not, and they're over 40. And if they do, it is not very much, as I said, not much to promote. And, you know, how can I soar with eagles when I'm surrounded by turkeys? That's his old saying, you know. How can I soar with eagles when I'm surrounded by turkeys? Well, how can you? You can't. You can't soar with eagles when you're surrounded by turkeys. If you look at my pages, if you look at my groups, if you look at my writings, if you look at my work that I do, my creative works that I do, and all of the other things that we've done and how massive this network is, and then when I hear somebody come on this show and say, oh, I shared the show. I shared the show, and I shared that one meme over there, that one piece over there. I shared two of them. Yeah, but you missed 75 of them. You missed 75 of them that will lift us all up and out of the doo-doo. You know, we have zero communication. And when I say communication, I mean we talk, blah, 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 blah. How you doing today, bud? What's going on today, bud? We all out here. You know, that's not communication. Communication has to do with the mission. Communication has to do with the goals and objectives of the missions, the Super 7, the digital network, the websites that we need to build, the places we need to be, the things we need to do, the people we need to meet, how we're going to meet them, why we're going to meet them, where we're going to meet them, what our goals and objectives are when we meet them. We have zero meetings. We have zero input on the expansion of the network. Never have talked about the expansion of the network once with any of these people. Not once have we talked about the expansion of the network. Not once. That would benefit everyone involved. And people are just chopping their hand off. I don't know what's wrong with people. I make hints at this constantly on the show. I've talked about it in depth on the show. No feedback. I put it out there. No feedback. I bang my head against the wall with these people. No feedback. You know, and Marion thinks it's because of the vaccination. She thinks it's because everybody's had the shot one way or the other. And some people have had it and won't admit it. Others haven't had it or think they haven't had it when they really have through the forever chemicals that are out there. And they're putting all the negative particulates everywhere. So they've had the shot whether they like it or not. So, yeah, it's affected them in some way, shape, form, or fashion. And so, you know, and plus the IQ has dropped 1,000% here over the last 20 years anyway. So it's just pitiful, you know. People aren't as smart as they think they are, and they're not as sharp as they think they are, or they start as sharp as they'd like to be. They're not as creative as they'd like to be, and people don't read, and people don't write extensively like I do. I hit 22,000 keystrokes a day, and I'm probably in 400 different locations every day. And they're not. I guarantee you they're not on their little picky phones, Obama phones, and their little flip phones, and their computers they don't know how to operate. And so there you go again. You got a turkey. You got a bunch of turkeys out there. I'm an eagle. I'm trying to soar with eagles. But, you know, if you're not out there putting it out, baby, if you're not writing about it, if you're not singing about it, if you're not marketing it, if you're not doing the public relations on it, if you're not bringing the team together, coming together with the team, you're not doing anything. You're just farting in the wind, farting in the wind, farting in the wind, farting in the wind, you know. And so that's really my beef. That's really my beef, and I'm sick and tired of it. I am sick and tired of it. You know, I get on to Mary. Mary's not, she's not indispensable. Nobody's indispensable. And nobody's unreplaceable in my book. I don't care who they are. Not even the Buddha himself. And people, you know, need to be talked to. They need to be instructed. They need to have their ass kicked. They need to be told, hey, look, you're not doing, you're running at 8%. 8% need to be running at 80%. You're running at 8%. 8%. I can go show you where you're running at 8%. I could do a data analysis. I could do a complete rundown on your system and show you psychologically, sociologically, and physiologically, and biologically, and neurologically, and from a marketing, public relations, administrative standpoint, you're running at 8%. You're not doing shit. You're talking a lot of shit, but you're not doing shit. And if you're not out there on this particular platform, if you're not out there busting ass, I mean, I'm talking busting ass 14 hours a day, you're going to fall off of the trash can. Period. You're going to fall off of the trash can. You may rise up a little bit, and you may make two or three, projections here and there that are great. You may make a couple, three, four, five contacts that sound good, and join a couple of groups that promise to share you here, share you there, do this, do that, like I've been led into like an idiot. Some of these groups are doing nothing. They're doing nothing. These groups are doing shit. They're not doing shit. They're not doing anything at all for nobody. And I mean nothing. We haven't met one time, except that one time when we heard the Queen of Sheba over there talking about her big involvement with the CIA and the FBI and the CIA and the DOD and the DOG and the ooh and the ah, and you have to make an appointment with me if you're lucky, blah, 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 blah. Fuck her. I wonder who the fuck she is. I don't know who the fuck she is. But I know she ain't nothing to write home to mom about, and there's been no other meetings. No other meetings. And I joined another couple of groups, and they have no meetings. All they're doing is fighting and bickering over who's the smartest, and who's the toughest, and who's the strongest, and who's the tallest. And who's, you know, I don't know. You know, ego, 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 pride, 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 butt hurt, butt hurt, butt hurt, butt hurt, butt hurt. Everybody's butt hurt. You know. And if you look at my background, if you look into my network, you'll say, oh, my God, this is fucking Disney World. It'll take me 4 days to get through this damn thing. You know, if you went and started to look at my network, it would take you 2 fucking weeks to get through it. And if I went and looked at yours, it would take me about 10 minutes to get through it. Now, there's the difference, friend. And if you want me to prove it, I will. I'll shove it right up your fucking nose. Okay. And everything I do, I use that to do everybody else and help everybody else. And I hope everybody else can use that information to be lifted up by it, you know. And I hope everybody else can take that. But some of the people.
They definitely do. They definitely do. The thing is, it's just like you said, 22,000 keystrokes a day. You know, you having that ability and the things that you put down, those do make a difference. Because like I said, you know, I hope that they do. I heard those words just come out of your mouth, that you hope that the things that you have put down will help people. And it will. And I put it out in their hands. Now, you know, I can't cause anybody to do anything. Now, that group that you got introduced to, and what's funny is, you know, I heard a lot of crap myself, and I set it up so everybody else could hear the same crap I wound up hearing. And at the same time, I heard at the end of it, everybody, we won't talk as a group. I will do each of you individually. And that was the total contradiction of what I first heard.
Yeah.
And what I heard
three of those members have contacted me, and they've never been done or helped individually.
That's what I said. Nobody has been that. Everything they said about being a collaborative and being open source and no one hiding anything from anybody. Well, the second you say that we can't meet together, well, that's a hide.
Right.
That's a hidden agenda. And that's not what we're about. Now, the one thing about it is we're not even seeing their agenda come toward ours.
No, that's okay. Not at all.
That's okay.
Not at all.
That's okay. That's
they
okay
don't even
because
have an
we've
agenda.
We've got answers to problems,
yeah.
And we just want to solve them. Okay, we can't make anybody. I can lead people to water, but I can't make you drink.
Lead a horse
it don't matter
water,
by saying it to a
drink.
Horse.
Right.
I can't make people drink. That's the freaking difference, okay?
Yeah.
And because a horse ain't stupid. If I brought a horse to some clean drinking water, a horse going to drink it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to drink it when it wants to drink it.
Mm-hmm.
But it more than likely, if it hadn't had any water, it's going to be thirsty and it's going to drink. Mm-hmm. But I can't make – I mean, I've seen stubborn-ass people. You turn around and give them food and give them water. Now, you gave them something. Now, they'll be standing there tomorrow wondering what else you're going to give them. Now,
I know. I know.
That's exactly what their mentality is. And that's the one thing we don't surround ourselves with besides who we go and help. That's already out there, and we know that if we don't help them, they ain't going to get crap.
Yeah, but we need a Top Gun team. And by the way, this show is not about you. I'm not making you butthurt. I'm not trying to stick the show up.
No,
here,
I know. I'm just talking
about everybody.
Things.
This is No. I know that too. There's nothing you can say that I don't already know. I'm trying to be not trying to be a smart ass. I'm just a smart ass. I'm just smart.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know, and this is not about Chris Collins, okay? This is about a whole lot of people that you don't know and haven't had the chance. We're just full of shit. I mean, just full of shit. As Marion is blocking them one by one. See, right now, just blocking them out of our life because we don't need them. And we don't need that kind of shit. You know, drama, 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 she said. Drama, 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 and more drama. Bullshit, 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 more bullshit, you know. And we've got couple of people that come on here, I won't mention any names, but you'll know who I'm talking about. They always say, it's all about the mission. It's all about the mission. It's not about us individually. It's not about me. It's about you. It's all about the children. It's all about the mission. The mission. It's all about the mission. It's just bullshit and bullshit and bullshit and bullshit and more bullshit. And then we have others that come on here that say, I'm quiet. You know, I'm just quiet. Yeah, I'm just a quiet type. You know me. I'm just a quiet type. Well, get the fuck out of here then if you're just a quiet type, because we're not the quiet type. And being the quiet type, you'll never make a dime in your life. You'll always be sitting there with your fucked up wife watching TV and playing with your goddamn cats and your Christmas tree balls, and you'll never make nothing out of yourself. So shut up. So, you know, it's people like that that Marion is sick of. She gets sick of it. And she has a right to be. She has a right to be, because we work our asses off. 14, 15, 16 hours a day, 7 days a week on this program. And none of you can say that. None of you can say that. None of you. I hit 150,000 keystrokes, and between her and I, we probably hit close to 300,000 keystrokes a week. That's 12. You know, that's a lot of keystrokes. And those are all meaningful hits. Meaningful hits. I have trained her and taught her to, you know, if you're not going for the ROI, if you're not looking for the best, the highest hanging fruit, you know, any dumbass can go for the low hanging fruit, you know what I mean? And you got to go for the high hanging fruit, you know? And I've taught her that, and she's learned that. She's learned how difficult it is to do that, but she's also learned how easy it is to do that. It's just as easy to go talk to Dolly Parton or George Strait, as I have, or Elon Musk, as it is to talk to little Bo Peep or your next door neighbor. You know, it's just people do not understand that concept. They do not understand or grasp how that's done. They seem to think that the more rich a person is or the more powerful a person is, the harder they are to get to. And that's just not true, you know. There is a program out there, CEO.com. It's something like that. I probably didn't give you the right one, but CEO.com. I'll tell you the CEO of every major corporation in the United States. And then you can go on internationally if you want to. And you can talk to every CEO of every major corporation around the world. People just don't know what to do. They're afraid. They're scared. They're not sure of themselves. You know, they lack the substance. They lack the material substance. They lack the spiritual substance, the psychological substance, the mental substance, philosophical substance, the educational substance. They just lack. They don't have the personality, you know. They don't have enough irons in the fire, you know. They don't have the proper background, whatever it is. It's always something. It's always something. But taught Mary again, you can get around that kind of stuff. You can walk your way around that kind of stuff. If you can't go over the mountain, through the mountain, you drill a hole through the damn mountain, or you go around the mountain, or you fly over the mountain, or you create go underneath the mountain. You know, there's always a way to get there. There's always a way to get there. And so far, I'm just totally just, I'm just so distraught, you know, because we talk, both of us talk to people, like Chris has talked to a million people, he says, which is impossible. In five lifetimes, it's impossible.
It ain't that impossible, man.
But I
ain't that impossible.
Anyway, I know what Chris needs. I know what Chris needs.
I'm just saying.
What do you mean?
A lot of fucking people out there.
A whole hell of a bunch of people.
There you go. That's the way we're about it. We'll just say a whole bunch of fucking people.
How many people?